Our Kids Corner this morning will be brought to us by Diane Gokenor. Kids, come on down, whatever your age.
Here we go. Is this on? It's on. My voice is big anyhow. Okay. My name is Diane, and I sign and fingerspell, and we're going to do that in a minute. But first, I want to remind you about what I learned about, especially soldiers. My husband was in Vietnam, and some of his friends, and when the guys would talk, do you know the one thing they could always remember when they were really scared or when they had something horrible happening around them? What do you think it was?
Praise and love.
Praise and love, somebody said. They remembered their Bible scriptures that they memorized as kids, or some of the songs from Sunday school, and that would get them through the hard times. So that's what we're going to do this morning. I want everybody to stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Good. This is a sign for Jesus. Why would this be the sign for Jesus? Why would it be the sign? That's where they put the nails in his hand. So everybody do Jesus. And I want all of you to do it too. Okay? Jesus. Jesus loves. Hug yourself. Loves me. Thank you. Again. Jesus loves me, this I know. This is the letter I. Make a fist and sink your pinky up and put it on your heart. That's the letter I. I know. For the Bible, this is book, and the big book from heaven is Bible, tells me so. Little, you know how people pat you on the head? Do they ever come up and pat you on the head? That's what it means. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is, take that I beside your mouth, this is a verb, is strong. Yes, make the letter S, which is a fist. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Amen. Now, I want you to face the audience, and we're all going to do it together. But we're going to do it like we did, and I apologize to the people listening that are not here this morning, but you're on the internet or on the radio, because for a part of the song, you will not hear any voices. We're going to do it like deaf people. So the first time through, everybody's going to sing it. Sing it with the children, and we're going to sign. The second time, we will hum. No words. We will make the words with our hands. And the third time, there's no music except the piano will play the top notes for us, and we will sign the song. And I want you to really think about these words as rain comes down and God washes the earth. Let's really sing Jesus Loves Me, okay? Here we go. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus. people said, Amen. Thank you.
Some wise person once said that if you learn a new language, you gain a new soul. I don't know about the theological implications of that remark, but certainly we learned a little bit of a new language here this morning. Now, let's sing. When we all get to heaven, number 701 in your blue hymn book, the children will be collecting change for missions and apportionments during the hymn. In 2009, they collected over 4,600 for apportionments. 701.